not the player.
Okay.
One man I'll know about this is Daniel Lowther. He's the new coach of the Geelong AFLW team. He's a bit of a basketball guru as well throughout his junior days. So I know plenty about that. Louth, good morning.
Morning, Arthur. How are you, mate?
You're going very well, mate. Are we moving that way? If players move, are we following players or the basketball style, NBA style, or is it more team-oriented?
It's funny, Peter. I want to talk about more about the NBA from the 80s and 90s. It's definitely moved away from following the team and more of the player. I agree.
Dan, Jimmy here, the AFLW, and we've got half in here, that is a competition in its early days where there's been a lot of player movement. How do you, you know, you finally establish a player, you get them in your system, but yet then you have a high turnover at the end of each year?
Mate, just in my experience here at the coaching level now at the Cats, it's about just how we present to the players what the club can offer and also what the 4 or 5 year plan might be for them. So we've had, Georgie Brisparkis come to the club. We've had Dali Friswell and a few of our younger draftees, Gabby Featherston from Apollo Bay. They've all made the move in the first month in Geelong, which is exciting for us, but reassuring that we're doing things the right way. So it's a tricky one. Obviously, there's a bit of a high turnover the last few years, but we think that the club and what we're offering is on the right track.
Another one just on that, and we've been talking about it a bit before you came on. Would it be hard to coach someone if you knew in 12 months that they weren't going to be at the club? Do you just not play them? But if they're such a good player, do you just try and run them into the ground, if you will?
Buy beware, you think. Yeah. No, we want to win. So you have to put your best players on the ground to get the best performance. So that will be the approach that we've taken. And we feel that, winning is important for us, though, if that means that we play our best players and see that maybe they might head off and hopefully the winds might change their mind or they hang around. But we're pretty happy with the group we've got at the moment and we're confident that they'll all hang around, which is good.
Now, Cats fans will remember you playing 34 magnificent games for the Cats between 97 and 2001 in Kenny Hinckley's old 29 jumper. And now you're the coach of the women's team. It's been an interesting journey for you, Louth. How are you finding the big seat in the women's game?
Well, it's good, mate. I really enjoyed it. It's been a whirlwind the last 3 or 4 months. It doesn't feel like we've stopped, really. But just having, one person ask for 5 minutes, but then times up by 50. It does get a bit busy from time to time. But, just being able to have relationships with everybody at the club, from the board, Steve Hocking down to anyone at the club that hangs with us. It's really, I find that really empowering and exciting. But, the last 12 months with as assistant coach and over the last few years doing some similar roles at the AFL level, you don't quite get to spread your web too far, so this has allowed me to get across the entire club, which is great.
One player I want to ask you about, she came with huge raps, was going to burst on the scene and dominate AFLW, but unfortunately he's had those knee injuries. Nina Morrison, is she going to be right to play, and will she play somewhere different as she eases her way back into it?
Mate, she's flying. She was around July this year, she was good to go, but, wise ahead, just wanted to make sure that she was completely right, but she's been training non-stop for about 3 or 4 months as well. She's a great nick, man, but to match him in the weekend, and she showed and just reminded all the younger players and our playing list just how good she is. So, no, she's primed, and we'll, again, just like the question before, Jim, about, we want to win, so if we'll put Nina where she wants to play, as long as she's comfortable with the way she feels and how she's performing, she's in good nick, mate. She's good to go.
Daniel, does it feel like the same club you played at? Obviously, it's Geelong, but it's the women's program versus the men's program. But we talk a lot on this program about culture and how you create it and what it actually feels like. What's it like going back to a club that you played at, but albeit in a different system?
It's actually an interesting question. When I first started, the game was very much semi-professional. So you train late in the afternoon and evening and you'd have, 2 days in between each training session, which is pretty similar to what the girls are experiencing at the moment, being semi-professional themselves. Although they do come into the club on most days, practically every day, really, because the resources are just fantastic. Now, I can say the resources that Kenya Barker and I play was nothing like what the players have got on air now. But, it's changed a lot. But, it's only going to get better. The club have got some really magnificent plans for the next 5 to 10 years in regards to expanding training facilities and going down more NFL and the European soccer brand as well. So it's only going to get better for them to play, and hopefully it turns around so they can be more professional and more of the club.
Now, it was a difficult year last year for the Cats. You were an assistant last year, 1-8. You won the last game. I think it might have been interstate. I can't quite remember, but it was a really challenging year. How do you move that around? How do you shift the psyche into being a group that's really positive and energetic going forward? What are you trying to imprint or put into this team with the way you want them to play and the way you want to coach them?
Just by consistency, Dan. I think our players and our supporters at the club just need to have some trust in how we go about it from week to week, and that you know, there's an expectation around standards about what we expect, and that's been a significant change in the way the playing group feel. For me, the new coach coming in, there's significant change right there. Plus, we have 9 new faces on our playing list, so again, a high turnover. So mixed that with the younger players coming through with some really, really strong draft picks, some good experienced players, new coaching group, and a little bit of tweak in our style of play. The energy and the excitement's there, so the change is happening, which is positive.
And for the Cats fans listening, are you an attacking coach? Are you a defensive coach? What sort of style are we going to see for the Cats?
Just be careful here. Daniel's taking notes.
yeah, it was a loaded question. Play it straight, but we only have balanced side half. No, we focus. It's no secret. We just found it very difficult for the score last year. There's been a bit of a harness around our scoring capacity and how we do that, but also we need to make sure we're not leaking goals as well. So we do need a balance, so we're trying to make sure that we're covering all bases. A bit of a bland answer, Dan, but we want to make sure that we're consistent, mate.
Well, you've got Nina coming back, which is a massive result. You get Georgia Prasparkas and Zoe Friswell coming in from the draft as your top two picks with Gabby. But you've got Chloe Shear come across from Adelaide. She's a massive Cat supporter. She's a premiership player. She's had her own knee concerns through the journey. What's she given the group so far? Because she is a super talent.
Well, she's probably the number 14, like her favourite player, which is a nice start. So I think she'll be hanging around for a bit longer. But with her experience and perspectives at Adelaide, of course, she's had some success there, which is great for our young group who haven't tasted too much over the years. But what she brings is a 50-metre kick, which is just outstanding for us. So she's a strong player, nice marking player as well. So she might be used in a number of areas, which is great for us. It gives us some versatility, which is really good.
Yeah, you've got a couple of key players coming into the team and then the draft picks, as you say. You wouldn't happen to know anything about a fixture, Louth, would you?
I'm hearing something about today, but I've heard that for a few weeks. But you can tell me if you've got something up your sleeve.
Well, we'd like to know. I'm a bit like you. I'm hearing something about today, but at some stage it'd be nice. Does it affect the way you plan, or is it just it's in the calendar? Is that weekend in January and you just build to that as normal?
No, that's how it is, mate. Like we found with last season, my first year as assistant, a few injuries and a few other little significant things here and there. We did chop and change our style and the way we had to play our game. And I think one thing we want to focus on more at Geelong at the moment is just about how we go about it, how we play from week to week, and that won't change. That doesn't matter who we bring into the side. The expectations, you play our brand. So we'll plan for the January 6th, and whoever we play against, we'll play our way.
Is it handy to have had that year under your belt as an assistant? If that wasn't there, would it be a very different experience for you, do you think?
Yeah, slightly. Just the relationships, obviously, were quite strong with all the players, having that 12 months under my belt. And having such a high turnover list has also allowed me to feel like I'm imprinting my own brand onto the group as well, which is really important, being a first-year coach at this level. So, yeah, last year was definitely a great start. And being a midfield coach too, a lot of our prime movers and key players in that space. So, yeah, a lot of our leaders are in that area too. So I've had to... Yeah, I've had a chance to make sure that they're staying the year as best they can.
Well, exciting times for the Cats fans down there, seeing a new coach in charge. There's always a new coach bounce. We see that in every sport. There will no doubt be happening with the Cats in the AFLW. Good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat to you. Look forward to seeing you out there in the heat of battle.
No worries, lads. Thanks for your time.